Okay, so this letter Kuf Ches in Cheshvan Tavshin Mem Hey, what's that, almost 40 years ago? So Rav Usher is in the middle, at least what we have. And he writes, V'ani Yehudim Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim. And as Yidden, we have a Messiah of faith. Nasim Miftachinu Ala Shem Yisbarach, that we place our bitachin in Hashem. V'nifna Elav B'tfilasenu Mikirois Levavenu. And we turn to Him in our tefillas from the depths of our hearts. We're going to see this piece is about tefillah, which is really, when we speak about so much about emunah, emunah pshuta, so the lamaisa of emunah is really tefillah. It's where we put our emunah into action. So we're going to see a chiddush here. And Rav Usher, in his style, many times he says such deep chidushim in chsidus, in just what looks like just simple terminology. Let's try to break it down. He's speaking to a woman who's pregnant, and he's giving her bracha that she should see an easy labor, without tzar, without yisurin. Everything should go smoothly, the delivery for her and the baby. And then Rav Usher adds, you say this, whenever difficulty, a challenge comes, the fear is not what's going to save us, and it's not going to help us. So the gut reaction, jerk reaction of a human being is to become fearful, because we start to think about all the worst case scenarios which may evolve from this. But on this, the Torah tells us, Klal Yisrael, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, which means that when a person is in a calm state, or when he's nervous, not to think about the future. Meaning to have emunah bitachon in the present moment, to be very grounded in the fact that Hashem is with me right now, and where I stand right now. So daiga is never a response of a yid, and we can replace that with higher vibration. Emunah bitachon tefillah It's not just an eitzah for daiga, it's the avoida. It's the avoida Hashem that a yid needs to do in those moments where he feels that the daiga is overcoming him, that the worry is there, to be mezgaber on that daiga with not just, again, it's not just a remedy, it's not a band-aid, it's the response. It's exactly the matzav of a lev that a yid should be in, of emunah, bitachon, and tefillah. Vayidei shenamin b'emunah pshuta v'chazaka, shakadosh baruch hu mekor chiyusenu. And by believing in this truth, this simple truth, emunah pshuta, in a very strong way, Shekadosh Baruch Hu is the makor of our chayim, that he's the root of life itself. But like we say every day, Baruch Chei Ha'olamim, Yachid Chei Ha'olamim, Amachadish Nishras Hapeinu V'chol Harafayin, and every single moment he's breathing new life into us. We don't have any life of our own. If so, mankind could live forever, but there's a ketz. That means to say that we're not the boss. We're not in charge of how many breaths we take, when it starts, when it ends. Hashem Yisbarach is the one who's in charge of that. When we contemplate that, when we go to that place that we realize who is in charge, who is the root of our life, who is Mashgiach on us, as tefillaseinu elav Yisbarach bolim mechitzos, then our tefillas, they go to Hashem without any intervention, or bolim masach mavdil, without any partitions, any barriers, mechitzos, without any intermediaries and the likes. So Rav Usher here is saying something very deep. He's saying, and we've heard these concepts before, especially those who learn Pnimius, that there's a very long distance between us and to where those tefillas need to go. When we speak about the fact that a tefillah, as the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov explained, it's not that the words themselves go up. It's a certain hevel ruchni. There's a spiritual metzias which ascends and goes before the throne of Hashem. It's a very far distance. We're not talking about from here to Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about Oilamus, Oilam HaAsiya, which we, all mankind, and everything which we know in the galaxy, is all in just the lowest parts of Oilam HaAsiya. That's just the lowest part, again, of Oilam HaAsiya. But then there's higher parts of Oilam HaAsiya. And then there's the Oilam HaYetzira, which is the world of Malachim. And there's the Oilam HaBriya, which is the world of the Neshamas. And then it comes before the Kisei, which is Olam HaBriya, perhaps Olam HaTzilus, Anyway, it's a very long trek that the tefillah has to go in order to come before Hashem. And there's many obstacles along the way. Many malachim, especially the ones that we've perhaps chalila have made through our averis, which become stumbling blocks for those tefillahs. And especially a tefillah which is crippled. You know, a tefillah which is not done with av and yira doesn't ascend, that's what the Sfarim say. The Zohar says that Ava is one wing and Yira is another wing, and this is how a tefillah flies up to Shamayim. So what are the chances that what we're saying is going to come before Hashem, yet we're guaranteed and we know that every tefillah goes somewhere else, poils something, so how does that work? So the Tzaddikim explain in a very pessimistic way that there are eitzes which we have in order to make sure that our tefillah is said and heard properly. One is through the inyan of what Rav Usher is describing here right now, is that when a Yid understands that Hashem is the root of his life, and it's not me, it's really Hashem, so then when I say these words of tefillah, there's a certain penious way of looking at that, that it's not me who's saying it, it's Hashem who's saying it. Hashem is uttering the tefillah. And that's what we say before davening, Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agiti lasecha. So the tzaddikim explained, it's a request that Hashem should daven this tefillah. That my mouth should be the mouth of the Shechina, like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, other tzaddikim, Shechina medamer b'toich granet, that the Shechina speaks from within my mouth. If that's the case, then of course the tefillah is heard. Not just that it's heard, that it's answered on the spot. Because if the Shechina is the one who's davening, then of course the tefillah is heard. The Shechina is the one who's making that request. So the moment that it leaves the mouth of the Shechina, that it's already answered. So Vishra is saying, and if we just, I'm not going to read it again inside, which is to understand what he's saying, that if a Yid goes with a Muna Pshuta, that Hashem is the root of his life, and every breath which he takes is Hashem, and every breath which we take, if we choose to speak, so the breath creates a word. So if a Yid is very strong in his Muna Pshuta about the Yichud Hashem as the root and the source of my life, that means that Hashem is making that tefillah. So says Rav Usher, such a tefillah, there's no mechitzas, there's no obstacles, there's nothing in the way. Says Rav Usher, the greatest guarantee that a tefillah is niskabel, and that it packs the greatest punch, is when a Yid approaches tefillah with emunah pshuta. That's what Vusher is saying. And he says, "Ulekach nischavim David amalach alav shalom ba'amro." David says, "Kagamol alayimai, kagamol alaynafshi." Rav Usher quotes this pasuk many times, that David Amalach sees himself as an infant in his mother's lap, in the Shechina's lap. A child, an infant, doesn't wonder where he's going to get his meal from. He cries, and the mother comes. This is the greatest, most precious tefillah before Hashem. When a tefillah like this comes before Hashem, it's tremendous nachas. Hashem declares before all the worlds, look at this tefillah that Moshe is saying for me today. Saying this is an unbelievable tefillah. Why is it so precious to him? Because although every tefillah before Hashem is very precious, but when a Yid is davening from that place of emunah pshuta, so it's so precious to Hashem because Hashem is uttering that tefillah. And it's a person's emunah is being poyal, a much higher level of tefillah. Kagomol alayimai, kagomol alaynafshi, it's only possible if a person really believes that there's eilam milvado. Wherever I go, I'm always in Hashem's lap. Doesn't matter where I am in the world. Doesn't matter what's going on in my life. If everything is Hashem, if there's a metzias by me called eilam milvado, then wherever I go, whatever I do, I'm in Hashem's embrace. And wherever I call out to him, like a tinok, to the mother, he's there right away. A very deep yisur. So Rav Usher says, based on that, lakena v'keshcha ma'oy lo yilidug klal. So, don't have any worries. It's very easy to say don't have worries, but when it's explained, and we have the das, so then we can mamish bipoil that we don't worry. It's not just chizuk, it's a teaching. It's teaching us that from that place of eino milvado, from that place of emunah pshuta, the etzem, a yid has nothing to worry about. So it's not you have what to worry about, but just don't worry. We're uprooting the whole inyan of worry lagamrei. Go with bitachin and turet Hashem in tefillah. And he hears every single tefillah. And he's so close to those, and he quotes the pasuk, and it's the perfect pasuk. Who am I to say? But look at what he says here. Hashem is close to all those who call him in truth. Meaning we have the choice to see Hashem as being very distant or to see Hashem as being very close. We're mechazik ourselves in the inyan of Einon Milvadai that brings Hashem very close. So close that Hashem Yisparach himself can utter the tefillah. That's how close the Kadosh Baruch Hu could be. That's called Yikra'uhu Be'emes. He's so close to those who call out Be'emes that they have that emes clarity of the greatest emes, which is Ein Lo Milvadai. Gamanu Kana Askirichem Mitzvaseinu Yachin Me'achavim Be'mukam HaKadoshim. And Vusha says, when we go to the holy sites by the Kfarim HaKadoshim, myself and the Chavir will have you in mind. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yazur Lechem V'akol Yelech Kishur Lechem V'Lesholom La'ot U'Levlad, for her and for the child, B'lishum Tzav V'Nezek Klal. Amen. Kein Yehi Ratzai.